Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, March 14th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Indonesia's government asks foreign aid workers to leave. Where a door closes in the Ivory Coast, new opportunities abound elsewhere, and an adoption child care ministry is launching in Peru. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Indonesia, where the government's asking aid groups not involved in reconstruction to leave the tsunami-hit areas. However, they're emphasizing that foreign aid is still needed to assure Banda Aceh's future. International Aid's President Miles Fish says that they've been working there from the beginning.
We've already gotten a letter of endorsement from the Minister of Health, so we think that we'll be one of the agencies that will be invited to stay. We're pretty sure that's the case. But we would appreciate people praying that door would stay open for us.
IA has delivered $11 million in aid and has started trauma counseling training. They also plan to begin medical equipment repair training, which will have spiritual impact.
The training programs that I mentioned a minute ago are particularly effective in that, because that gives us long-term face-to-face contact and the opportunity to get to know people and to share our faith. So we're full of anticipation.
Funding is needed for this multi-year aid effort. Next, the Ivory Coast's continued turmoil forced missionaries to leave the International Christian Academy. It was the second evacuation in 2 years, and it seemed that the Evangelical Baptist mission families were gone for good. EBM's Paul Jackson.
I know doors close sometimes, but boy, it is exciting to see what God can do in terms of opening up other doors of opportunity, and we're really walking through that experience right now.
Most of the Ivory Coast families have relocated in Niger's capital city of Niamey. Jackson says that's where they found ministry.
Some of our folks are going to be continuing in training of MKs. We have an elementary school in Niger, and probably 90% of those children come from Muslim families. It is an incredible opportunity for evangelism, and we're now broadcasting an hour and a half a day on public radio. We've had opportunities on Nigerian TV to present evangelistic programs.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Poverty, hardship, and war have made their marks on Latin America. Buckner Orphan Care International's Tiffany Taylor says they're trying to help some of the hundreds of thousands of children affected. That's why they're looking to launch a new ministry in another country in Latin America.
We're talking to foreign governments in other Latin American countries, and we're invited by Peru to come down and look at their orphanages and see how Buckner could lend our expertise to help in the orphanages.
Taylor says the government-run orphanages operate without the resources they need. That's where Buckner steps in to help, and shoes are just one aspect.
Along with being able to bring these brand new shoes in September to these kids in Peru that have never had anything new of their own, we also are getting the opportunity to tell them about their Heavenly Father and tell them about all the people that collected the shoes that so love them. And we do actually a little vacation Bible school in each of the orphanages.
Elsewhere, Forum 18 reports that there are signs of a clampdown on religious freedom in Kazakhstan. In recent days, large fines, property seizures, legal troubles, and a new draft law on extremism have led Christians to wonder about their ability to practice their faith. While the legislation leaves the definition of extremism open, it mentions religion 10 times. It increases state control over religious groups and could also stifle evangelistic activity. The bill is before the lower house of parliament. And 48% of Ethiopia's population is under 15. With soaring unemployment, a land racked by famine, disease, war, and political oppression, most of the country's youth stand to inherit a bleak future. Consequently, life skills training classes are a priority for Compassion International Ethiopia. One program is training teens to be barbers. This allows them to make a living, giving them hope. Since Compassion is a Christian organization, these young people are also hearing about Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering a monthly church bulletin insert service featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.